From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. It seems every new restaurant, bar, or national retail chain opening in Detroit generates excitement in the wake of the city's bankruptcy. Most are owned or operated by white people. But Detroit has many black-owned businesses that survived the worst of the city's struggles. One of them has even become something of a landmark in the city. Driving the length of Grand River Avenue in Detroit is an experience in itself. It's a mix of megachurches, schools, abandoned buildings, and some of the most interesting murals and graffiti you'll find anywhere. And then there's a block that catches your eye, and it's hard to explain. It's been around 14 years. It's the brainchild of one man.
I'm Oluyemi Dabbles. We're at MBAD, ABA African Bead Museum, in the heart of Detroit.
Two buildings and a number of art installations in a grassy field seem to defy reason. Why all this Africa-themed art here? Dobble says it came down to economics.
I had a bead gallery downtown Detroit. Moved here in 1994. Started trying to sell beads here and opened an African bead museum.
But it was tough economic times. Beads weren't selling. Dobbles decided he couldn't worry about things that he couldn't change and instead started working on art installations in the open field behind the business. The art is wood, mirrors, steel, vibrant paint colors, and rock. It's intentionally primitive, a departure for a man trained in precision work.
I was a painter and pen and ink drawings. Plus, I worked as a detailed draftsman for about 10 years, and that's more of a precise type of art. And this is on the opposite end of that. Totally no kind of precise drawing, just do what you want to do.
Right. There's a little chaos here.
Yeah, chaos is good. You need something to get the attention of the viewer. And if it's too structured, it can be bored real quick.
Dobble says he wanted to tell the story of the energy between Africans and Europeans for the last 500 years in America in a way that doesn't blame people for our history. One installation is a pile of twisted metal in the center, surrounded by folding chairs, classroom style. In each chair is a chunk of concrete with an abstract black silhouette of a head.
Yeah, the students are made out of rocks. The exhibit is iron teaching rocks how to rust. Now, of course, iron rocks cannot rust, but you can teach people to believe pretty much anything you want them to believe, and they will.
The largest of the art projects is a two-story building. It's called the Nkisi House, with symbols from some Central African cultures. It's believed Nkisi is an object which holds spiritual powers. Dobble says he asked for three protections from the Nkisi House.
First, that the vandals would not vandalize this installation, the graffiti artists wouldn't tag it, and the city wouldn't see it. Because 14 years ago, the city was not too receptive to installations like this. Now they've grown to accustomed to this kind of artwork.
Even during Detroit's crackdowns on mural art and graffiti art, the MBAD Museum and Dobble's African Bead Gallery have survived. They just might be a symbol of African-American entrepreneurs and residents who have lived through some of Detroit's worst days and hope to share in the city's new prosperity. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.